Hi, Sally Spillane.
Hi, Jill Goodman.
Daily Planet, Sunday the 7th of October. Sun is in Libra, ruled by Venus. Planets are saying...
So it's like that, is it?
Uh-oh, and planets.
Sun, identity annoying. Neptune, reality confusion.
Should be fun.
With these planets, it's more about you making yourself unavailable for the usual lecture than expecting a certain somebody not to mention something they've been directly or indirectly mentioning since you first met. So when interacting with people who historically can't seem to stop themselves from commenting on sensitive topics, install your heavy-duty earplugs or develop a prior commitment or a nasty gastric disorder. Furthermore, while current influences are busily focusing people on the ways in which they can best improve their living, loving, or earning arrangements, they are not exactly encouraging maneuverability, flexibility, or agility. The snag? It's more than likely, some betting types might call it a lock, that a certain degree of maneuverability, flexibility, or agility will be entailed or solicited if these improvements are to occur. And these next few days are about recognizing that you're being invited to make real live structural changes in the way you do the things you do, rather than just talking about those elements that don't or no longer suit you or your lifestyle, and if the public record is anything to go by, haven't for some time.
Okay, signs particularly affected by Sun annoying Neptune.
Libra, Pisces, Leo.
And if one's birthday? 7th of October.
One of the most irksome, immutable universal laws is that there are certain circumstances that are beyond your control. And this year, should you happen upon one or two of these, particularly in the commercial, business, or health and emotional welfare arena, let things unfold rather than fretting about your lack of leverage. Surprise, surprise, it will work out even better than had you been in charge.
Okay, tomorrow, Daily Planets.